This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Kim Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week and revealed that a lot of the rumors you hear about her are true. He did not bring up Taylor Swift at all, the big chicken. However, what did she admit to? Well, she blow dries her jewelry for starters.
I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Really?
And then to put it on. Yeah.
How much jewelry are you wearing that it changes the temperature of your body?
Or just like a mesh metal dress, anything that's like a chainmail.
Anything that's chainmail, because
I was putting on my chainmail this morning, and it was just so cold. So I have somebody in the bathroom with a dryer there, and they warmed up my chainmail.
She definitely has a person that blow dries her jewelry before she puts it on.
But Wait, there's more. She also admitted that she hates the sound of cardboard, so her assistants have to take the cardboard sleeve off of her Starbucks order for her. What's the fun of ordering from Amazon if you can't open a cardboard box? That makes me sad for her.
I'm not going to lie. I want to have that kind of money where somebody will remove the cardboard from my Starbucks cup.
I don't. It will make my hands get hot. I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do it myself.
I don't know. That kind of money would be nice.
I take the money, but I wouldn't do that with it.
You got to find something to do with it.
Oh, Carson, honey. I got lists, and none of them involved having someone else do that for me.
Oh, I'd find new ways. I'd pay somebody to take it off and then put it back on for you because you wanted it.
For crying out loud. There was one rumor she completely shut down, though. For some reason, people on the internet were convinced for a while that she had 6 feet on one or six. One of her feet had six toes.
Oh, never heard that
one. She says, there was a picture out there one time that kind of looked like, weird. Oh my God, it might look like this.
Yeah.
But she says, no, the standard five on each. Mm. Now on to the Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian drama of it all. Kim posted a photo recently with Karlie Kloss on her Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. Karlie and Tay used to be besties, and then there was a huge falling out. So everybody's like, drama much? But then the spin of it all, Kim's people went to People magazine and said that sources close to Kim say, regarding the song Thank You, Amy, she's over it. And she thinks Taylor should move on. She doesn't get why she keeps harping on it. It's been literally years. Well, because you lied a lot. You altered things a lot. And she said herself, she is done with it. This album means I'm all finished, I'm all done. And if you don't know what song I'm talking about, it's a little brief snippet of Thank You, Amy.
I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
It's weird to have a diss track to folksy guitar playing.
That's such a good line, though.
The whole song is quite good.
Yeah. I mean, that is such a great line.
I think we all know there's one thing Taylor Swift can do, and that's right. The album, The Tortured Poets Department, has literally broken every record that ever existed. She broke the single week vinyl sales with 700,000 vinyl copies.
Wow.
Sold, which broke her own record. She broke the record for the most streams in a single day on Spotify in less than 12 hours. The album became the first album on Spotify to have over 300 million streams in a single day. It also broke the record for the biggest pop album of all time by first day streams on Apple Music.
To do almost a million in just vinyl sales in 2024 is bananas.
That's awesome. I'm glad. I'm glad vinyl's back.
She also put a lot of work into it. It is 31 songs after all, and she is sharing some behind the scenes videos on YouTube. So if you kind of want to see, it's short and sweet, but it gives you a chance to see her sort of process and how she works.
Does this have anything to do with Dead Poets Society? I meant to ask
no,
you that so yesterday.
So there's a couple things here. The Tortured Poets Department, at first everyone thought was a play on Joe Alwyn, because he and all of his friends had a group text called the Tortured Boyfriends Department or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the song she wrote about Maddie Healy,
yeah,
she uses the Tortured Poets Department in that one. And the whole song is about is her poetry.
I just kept thinking Dead Poets Society every time I heard the title of the album.
And the new video, if you've seen the Fortnite video, which if you haven't, what are you doing with your life?
Sorry, I've been. My apologies.
I'm gonna need you to do that during the break.
Okay.
It'll bring you joy.
That's good.
But two of the guys from Dead Poets Society are in the video.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't allowed to tell even their children about it until it was released. Josh Charles and Ethan Hawke, I think.
Okay.
Okay,
I knew you would know that. I knew you would know that.
You have no idea the work I did on Friday, Carson. You have no idea.
All right. How about some traffic, Kennedy? Can we do that real quick?
We can.
Go watch this Taylor Swift video.
I wish you would. I think you'd enjoy it.
Watch a lot of Fortnite in my life. It'll be the first time with Taylor Swift.
Well, it's spelled differently and it means something different. But
and Barrett won't be yelling at the screen.
And you don't have to buy skins.
But why are you the ops, bro?
She's not even here. You sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Blackstone.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you, too.
There are people listening who have never been able to get through in years and years and years. And yet, here you are back again.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize for having magic fingers. You got through.
It's the luck of the dial.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
The trailer for the new Garfield movie starring Chris Pratt dropped. What is Garfield's favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Joe Keery turning 32 today. He played Steve Harrington on Stranger Things. In Stranger Things, what is the name given to the alternate dimension that exists parallel to the human world?
The upside down world.
Question number 3. Donnie Wahlberg revealed that he and his wife Jenny McCarthy sleep on FaceTime together when they are apart. Donnie has played the character Danny Regan on which police drama since 2010? Is it Reagan or Regan? I'm not sure.
That is a solid question that I wish I had a good answer to.
I don't watch the show.
Blue Blood.
Question number 4. Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made a promotional video for the song in 1975, and it was such a hit that record companies started making videos for all hit songs. Finish the lyric to Bohemian Rhapsody. Take a listen.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning.
Very, very frightening. Galileo.
What do you think?
No.
Galileo, we got all, let me go.
Question number 5. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone said in an interview that they would put Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis on the Mount Rushmore of action heroes, along with themselves, of course. Which state is Mount Rushmore located in?
South Dakota.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm going to say question number 4. She did not get right.
Right.
What
about question number 2? She had a lot of, like, almost kind of things.
I know. If I don't give her number 4, I can't give her number 2, can I? Or do I give her...
Well, you guys are tough crowd.
I'm just trying to, you know, the thing is, the world outside of this room gets very upset.
Yeah.
See, I'm nice and I give you the answers, and then I take a barrage of shrapnel on the text line.
Kennedy, Lisa got 3-ish out of 5.
Yeah, that sounds good. 3-ish.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I guess.
Are you exasperated?
Well, you know.
The trailer.
It's not. You guys are pretty tough with me, so. Go ahead, Carson.
Not everybody gets the same rules, Kennedy.
I understand it.
The trailer for the new Garfield movie starring Chris Pratt just dropped. What is Garfield's favorite food?
A lasagna.
Lasagna, not spaghetti. 1-0.
So close.
Joe Keery celebrating his 32nd birthday today. He plays Steve Harrington on Stranger Things. In Stranger Things, what is the name given to the alternate dimension that exists parallel to the human world?
The Upside Down.
Yeah, the Upside Down. She called it the Upside Down World. What would you say?
I'm not a judge.
2-1. Question number 3. Donnie Wahlberg revealed that he and his wife, Jenny McCarthy, sleep on FaceTime together when they are apart.
Aren't they adorable?
Donnie has played the character Danny Reagan, I'm not sure which it is, on which police drama since 2010?
Blue Bloods.
Not watch the show. I apologize for that. 3-2. Question number 4. Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made a promotional video for the song in 1975, and it was such a hit that record companies started making videos for all hit songs. Finish the lyric to Bohemian Rhapsody. Take a listen.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning.
Very, very frightening me. Have to keep going? Oh, okay.
Galileo, Galileo. Yes.
You missed the me part, Lisa. 4-2,
oh,
question
really?
Number 5. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone said in an interview that they would put Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis on the Mount Rushmore of action heroes, along with themselves, of course. What state is Mount Rushmore located in?
Is it North or South Dakota?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's why I asked.
It is in South Dakota.
That is correct. I'll forever remember that because when I was in an army, I was sweet on a girl named Trina. She was from South Dakota, and I remember we went out to the bar, and she showed her ID, and there was Mount Rushmore, her little driver's license. I was like, I learned something new today.
Oh, I love this memory. That's fantastic.
Have you ever seen it in person?
No.
It's on my list.
I hear it's underwhelming.
That's what I was going to say.
Much like Plymouth Rock.
I don't think Plymouth
Rock. I think
Rock
they're both the same size. It's a tiny, tiny mountain.
Everything is what you make it, friends. And the fact that somebody hung on the side of a mountain to carve that into it is still pretty impressive.
Meh. Yeah. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
This is why we're doomed as a society.
By the way, you're not leaving empty-handed, Lisa. We have for you Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department on Phantom Clear Vinyl. It is only available at Target, so you enjoy that. That is a cool prize.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
It's Lisa from Blackstone, and I yet again cannot beat Kennedy.
Galileo!
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Don't do what we do, kids. No. Be safe.
It's wild we get paid for this.
This is the helium game.
Wait, you guys are getting paid?
By the way, this game was Kennedy's idea. Yeah. Kennedy loves to do this game.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
We're not making Kennedy do this.
And Nobody makes me do anything, and anybody listening to the show knows that very well.
Every time we do this game, inevitably I get an email or a text message or a phone call from somebody saying, why are you making Kennedy do this? We're worried about her safety.
I'm okay.
Blink twice if you need help.
She's growing. She can do what she wants. By the way, New Kids on the Block. Remember this one, Kennedy? Summertime? We have a pair of tickets to see NKOTB August 10th at the Xfinity Center. It is New Kids on the Block Day today. Are you going to do a demo first, or are we going to get right into
it? It's up to you guys. You tell me. If you want me to, I will.
Yeah,
and also, we're on Facebook Live on the Mix Facebook page if you want to come.
Oh,
and watch.
That'll be good. So you can watch good Kennedy's face too. And all the different shades of red. All right, let's do one quick demo, Kennedy.
Oh, all right.
Yep, whenever you're ready. Normally you have the helium tank, by
also,
the way.
Also, I want to say that these are all groups that have been on tour with New Kids on the Block.
Oh, so it's not NKOTB songs?
Nope.
Okay, I gotcha.
Well, maybe, but
Is that the T from Taylor Swift?
The Tortured Poets.
Balloon. Okay.
We upcycle here. We reuse. We recycle.
Boy, all right.
We reduce.
All right.
All right, ready?
Take a big huff of that.
Kennedy is inhaling a Mylar balloon right now.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Oh, that's Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Give You Up. Is that right? Did I get it?
It's right. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and hurt you.
All right. I feel well versed now, Kennedy.
Do I win?
Not a damn thing.
Boo. Let's see. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a strong understanding of the helium game now?
It's complicated.
I do. I thought it was just New Kids songs, but I've seen them before, so I know some of the other artists too. So.
Take it away, Kennedy. Inhale that helium there.
Okay.
That is a large Mylar balloon, by the way. That is like one of the biggest.
She lost her hole.
Keep it to yourself.
What did she say? That's what she said?
I did not. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
All right. What is the name of that song?
I Want It That Way.
Tell me why. Hey. That's correct. All right. That is one.
Me why.
Got to get all three right, though, okay? So here is the second one.
Oh, my God.
I know. Take it away, Kennedy, whenever you're ready.
It's a big balloon.
You're bear hugging
this
thing.
That is a big balloon.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let me hit them, raise it, baby, stay with me. Love game, intuition, play the games with space to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Oh, you hit that.
Name that song.
Oh,
Denise?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I know it's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Give us the name.
Is it? It's not Poker Face? No.
You don't sound sure.
Yay! Oh, wait. That's not it. That is.
Right?
Yes, that is it. Poker Face. That. Okay. Okay, that is right. All right, we got two right. Last one. This is the last one. You got to get all three right to win.
Oh, it's for all the marbles.
Kennedy,
Denise.
You all right over there? I'm checking on your safety. Are you good?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
That's fine. Run it.
Here I go. Here I go. Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness?
Man,
okay, then. Chilling. Minding my business. Your sister's around, and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared. My niece and my weakness. My brother had it going on something kind of. Oh!
Oh! All right, name the song, please, Denise, to win the tickets.
Oh, my God. It's Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, and the name of the song is? Come on, you got it.
Oh, my God.
You got it. Think about the hook. Think about the hook. Oh,
oh my God.
Denise, do it for Kennedy.
I know.
Her brain cells.
All right, and three.
He doesn't have it.
Is it Push It?
Oh, no. Goodbye.
So
Denise.
Close, yet so far.
Oh.
I need a break.
All right, 617-931-1234. More of the Helium game next on Mix. Have you recovered? Are you okay now? Are you ready for a second round?
All right. Let's do it.
It's the Helium game. You got to get all three songs correct. And we had Denise on. Denise got two of the three and then missed the third one, which is a bummer.
No New Kids tickets for her.
No, it is New Kids on the Block Day. Today, they're in concert August 10th at the Xfinity Center. And we have a pair of tickets to give away here to the winner. Again, you got to get all three correctly in order to win. We're going to grab, let's see, Amy from Braintree. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Amy?
This is Amy.
Okay. I'm Carson. That's Kennedy. Producer Dan's over there. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys.
Have you been paying attention?
I think so, yep.
All right. So you understand? New Kids on the Block, Xfinity Center this summer, summertime. And you could be there. You just have to get all three of these correct. Now, did you hear the first two? Or do I need to replay?
Yes.
Okay, so what was the first one?
I Want It That Way.
Okay, are we good on that one, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is one correct. What was the second one, Sabrina?
The second one was Poker Face.
That is correct. All right, Kennedy, why don't you go ahead and load up with the helium in your mouth hole and then let her rip.
All righty, here you go.
This is also being shown on the Mix Facebook page if you want to watch it.
Here I go again, girl. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then. Chilling, minding my business. Yo, so to look around, and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared, my knees and my weakness.
Sabrina?
It's Amy, I think.
Amy, my apologies. I don't know why I said that. I apologize. Amy, what was it?
Is that Soup?
That is correct.
Yay!
Nice job, Amy. Congratulations. Are you okay over there, Kennedy?
Yes, we're just going to go step by step. We're going to hang tough. We got the right stuff. We're going to go see them this summer.
Can you also say we represent the Lollipop Guild?
No, because it has nothing to do with New Kids on the Block.
It's just for me.
Thank you guys for watching along on Facebook Live. What a time to be alive.
Oh, so good, Kennedy. So listen
to
this.
Using my mentigrade brain for all of the
You have won a pair of tickets to see New Kids on the Block August 10th at the Xfinity Center. Happy New Kids on the Block Day today as we celebrate the 35th anniversary of NKOTB Day with a special price magic pack. You can actually get four tickets today for just $89 plus Woo-hoo! Fees. So if you want to buy tickets, you can do that, but you've got them for free. So you enjoy that show. Okay, Amy?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for being a part of our ridiculous shenanigans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say bye.
Oh, we're saying bye to everybody
on
Facebook.
Everybody on Facebook Live.
Thank you, guys. We love you. Bye. Thank you for checking it out. Bye.
Smash that like button.
Hit the subs, likes, subscribe. What else are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
We're such influencers. Hi, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Today in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. After failing to file his tax returns for years with the IRS, what does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
Kelly Clarkson turns 42 today. Finished the lyric to her hit song, Stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Doesn't mean, more, oh, shoot. more than I know. I know that's not right.
In 1989, the state of Massachusetts declared today, April 24th, as New Kids on the Block Day. How many members are in NKOTB?
Five.
Didn't even take a breath. Ben Stiller was blindsided by the negative reactions to Zoolander 2. He said it affected him for a long time, and he started to question himself and what he thinks is funny. What was Ben Stiller's character's signature pose in Zoolander called?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Question number five. Post Malone is collaborating with Michael Bay on a movie based on a comic book post he is writing. It's about a mysterious armored 18-wheeler fighting demons in medieval Europe. Which animated superhero movie was his hit song Sunflower for?
Oh my God. These are hard. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy.
The balloon detritus is everywhere.
What?
Balloon detritus. Everywhere.
Balloon detritus. That's a great band name.
You're just going to casually throw on the word detritus in this room?
Sure.
Could have just said
crap. I don't know what that means, so I'm going to take it as
shrapnel. Trash.
Things that are scattered about.
Mm-hmm.
You're scattered about.
No kidding.
Kennedy's brain detritus is the success of the show.
Riding those coattails is number one.
You're welcome, but my back sure hurts.
Tracy got 2 out of 5, by the way, Kennedy.
Oh, well done, Tracy.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Today in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison after failing to file his tax returns for years with the IRS. What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
Tied at one. Kelly Clarkson turns 42 today. Finished the lyric to her hit song, Stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm...
I don't know.
Doesn't mean I'm over because you're gone.
Mm.
1-1. Question number three. In 1989, the state of Massachusetts declared today, April 24th, as New Kids on the Block Day. How many members are in NKOTB?
Five.
Wow, that was even faster than Tracy, and she did it quickly. Tied it too. Ben Stiller was blindsided by the negative reactions to Zoolander 2. He said it affected him for a long time, and he started to question himself and what he thinks is funny. What was Ben Stiller's character's signature pose in Zoolander called?
Blue Steel.
So hot right now.
And Zoolander 2 was funny. I don't care what anyone else says.
32, question number 5. Post Malone is collaborating with Michael Bay on a movie based on a comic book post he is writing. It's about a mysterious armored 18-wheeler fighting demons in medieval Europe. Thoughts, Dan?
It's a lot to unpack there.
Why not?
I mean, on the back of a business card, I would pass.
Why not?
An 18-wheeler fighting demons in medieval Europe.
How did an 18-wheeler get to medieval Europe?
I don't know.
Have you not read the Stephen King novel where they take over the world? So it's happened.
Which animated superhero movie was his hit song Sunflower from?
Oh. Spider-Man Into the Multiverse.
So close. Into the Spider-Verse.
Dang it!
Which is so good.
Yes, it was fantastic. Both of them are very good. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Tracy, you don't get the cash. But we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tracy from Oxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
But I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen.
That was on the Kelce Brothers podcast. That was Jason Kelce, who lost his Super Bowl ring in some chili.
Yes, and apparently he is one to lose rings.
I can relate to that. I lost my class ring on my first Army when we went out on,
Like your first exercise or
whatever?
Yeah,
we were out in the field somewhere, and I don't know why I decided to wear my class ring to go out in my fatigues and, you know, out.
Because it's the one piece of jewelry you're allowed, so.
I guess, and I lost it. I was so mad. I had just gotten it not that long before I went in, and I barely graduated high school, so it was a big deal that I was allowed to buy the class ring, and then I lost it. I've lost my wedding ring. My wife has lost her wedding ring. We were sitting there at the memorial service at the funeral home on Sunday, and I look over, and lots of people that we know are coming couples in their beautiful rings, and there's me and Lana standing there next to each other with no wedding rings, neither of us.
Is it something that you would like to replace?
Yes.
Or at this point, do you even care?
I do care. Mm-hmm. I do care. I just mm-hmm. don't want to spend the money. I'd rather spend the money on other things, but yes, I would like
Do you have to get like the diamondy ones, or can you get
I wouldn't get an expensive one if you keep losing it.
Yeah, get those ones that are like
I had it for 20 years or 15 years. I didn't lose. I just lost it within the past 6 months.
Are you trying to make it better?
I just can't imagine. People work their whole lives for a Super Bowl ring, and he loses it in a bowl of chili, and it's in a landfill.
Let's be honest.
617-931-1234. You can call or text. Sue is from Hanover.
Make him feel better.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting. Where did you lose the ring?
So I was windsurfing on the beach, and my hands were weird in the summer. They shrink. In the winter, they swell. And so I had moved my high school ring to my thumb, and I was coming in from sailboarding, and there was a piece of beechwood in my way. So I bent over to pick up the piece of beechwood, and I threw it across the beach, and my ring went flying with the piece of beechwood.
Did you see
across
it,
the beach?
Did you see it glisten in the sunlight as it went away?
I saw it go flying. I felt it go flying. Oh yeah, I saw it. I felt it, and I was like, "Ooh!" And we spent hours looking for it. 4 or 5 years later, somebody showed up at the front door of my house and gave my father my ring back. They had found it searching on the beach for metal.
Yeah, absolutely. A metal
and my name
guy.
Was on the inside.
Are you kidding me?
And my name was inscribed on the inside of the ring. And because my high school was on it, I'm dating myself now.
Right. No, you're not. It's fine.
Where the high school was, they opened the phone book and went through the phone book, looked up my last name, and was able to figure out where I lived.
Okay, do you know who that metal detector person was? Because my wife lost her ring in Sandwich at Sandy Neck Beach.
Carson,
were you also windsurfing?
That was like in 2013 or something.
So what? No, we were just sitting on the beach. She had put her ring.
Further back than that.
She had put her ring in a little pouch of the fold-up chair, and then she closed the fold-up chair, and then shook the sand off of it, and then realized that the chair was upside down and the ring was gone.
I mean, at this point, the sand has recirculated so many times it's in Asia.
Well, you know, we spent like an hour, and we found the diamond, but we did not find the actual band.
I didn't know that part. So yeah. You can make a new ring with the diamond.
So we still have the diamond, but we just don't have the wedding band. Do you remember when I lost?
Yeah, I'd be thrilled about finding
the
diamond.
Band.
Do you remember when I lost my ring in the snowbank in Charlestown, and my buddy Joe went there a couple of hours later?
Yes.
And spent hours going through snowbanks and found it?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
You have good people in your life.
On the text line, the 617, there's a volunteer group across the country called Ring Finders.
No.
Yes.
People with metal detectors.
Oh. All right. Sandy Neck Beach in Sandwich. Please go find my ring. 2012, 2013 is when we lost it. Charlene is from West Bridgewater, and this, what did your dad do with your ring?
He accidentally threw it away, and it was partly my fault. I had put my ring in a small amount of solution in a Dixie cup and left it on the kitchen counter. My dad cleaned up the kitchen, not realizing there was anything in it, just grabbed the cup, threw it in the trash, and then took the trash and put it curbside for collection. I had to run outside when I realized what happened and go through multiple bags of garbage looking for this ring before they came. And fortunately, I was able to find it.
Oh, we love a happy ending.
Well, one time dad cleans up the kitchen.
Hey-o.
I hope there was nothing heinous in the trash.
Dad did it frequently, but it was my fault. I shouldn't have left it there, or I should have let somebody know it was there, but all's well that ends well.
You're right.
All right, 617-931-1234.
Everybody has happy endings but you. Sorry, bro.
Everybody what?
Everybody has happy ending but getting their
Have you noticed that? Are you just rubbing it all in my face here?
I didn't know that's where these calls were going, but sorry, mate.
You and Jason Kelsey.
Yep. Right. This is a lost and not found segment. Screw you and your lost and found segment. Also, we'll be interviewing metal detectors coming up next on the show. Just got a text from the 978. Carson, I have a metal detector. If you want to use it, it was my dad's. I don't know what we're going to do with it. So you can borrow it. Let me know. He had to have it, but I don't think he ever found anything with it.
And neither are you.
Yes, I'm going to Sandy Neck. I'm going to Sandwich. And I'm going to find Lana's ring.
It was 11 years ago.
It is literally...
It didn't go anywhere. It's not like it grew legs and walked away.
No, Carson, but the sand... With the tides, you see the sand is constantly recirculating.
I don't think you understand how these things work.
I don't. Okay.
She's talking about the moon.
I'm talking about tides. What the hell do I know?
Science.
I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, he's gonna find it for sure.
Jesse's from Roslindale. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So my wife and I both lost our rings. They're gone. Poof.
Oh, good.
And you lost yours when?
The week of my wedding, I lost my engagement ring.
That doesn't bode well for things.
You didn't have enough going on?
Apparently not. I was running late to meet our out-of-town guests, and I was trying to get ready to take a shower, and I pulled it off my hand, and it just flung across the room. And, of course, our apartment was in chaos prepping for the wedding. And my now husband was like, just get in the shower, I'll find it, whatever. Get out of the shower. The whole room is more of a disaster. He still hasn't found the ring. He spent the next 2 days tearing apart everything in the apartment, never found the ring, moved out of the apartment a year later with everything out of the apartment, still never turned up.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, so you still never found it?
Yeah. Never found it.
All right, good.
Nope.
She's like me.
All right, good.
No.
Misery loves company.
Insured, at least. Yeah.
That's true. Did you get a new one, or you just live with the memory?
Yeah, I got a new one. It was insured, and I got a very nice one that I replaced it with, and it all was fine. And it's been 11 years. Still never turned up.
And still married, right? That's good. That's good.
Still married.
Kennedy asked me if our ring was insured that we lost.
Well, don't you have homeowner's insurance?
Don't ask me questions like that.
You don't have homeowner's insurance?
We got another call to get to.
You don't have homeowner's insurance?
Yes, we have homeowner's
insurance. That's what your ring is
this
under.
This was, we were renting back then, and we didn't have
renter's insurance?
No, we didn't. Amy's from Charlestown, God's country. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Oh, this is a good one. Guess,
you'll, give it to me.
You'll never guess in a million years where she lost it. Go ahead, tell everybody.
I was just married. I had come home from my honeymoon and went on a family vacation down the Jersey Shore. And I got hit by a rogue wave. I was only up to my knees. And this wave, like, came over my head, took my sunglasses, my hat, took everything, including my wedding ring. And luckily, I left my engagement ring at home because I was worried about it. But I kept on my wedding ring, and it was gone. My family tried, but it was in the waves somewhere. There was nowhere. It was couldn't be found. So my husband was, like, brokenhearted because he had saved all this money. Because, of course, me being a Jersey girl, I didn't want, like, the smallest wedding ring. I was like, no, I want the biggest one.
3 months. Three months of salary, is it not? 3 months? Isn't that typical? That's a lot.
I think it's three and a half months.
No, that's the engagement ring.
Yeah.
That's the engagement ring. This is the wedding ring.
How much did he pay for it, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably, I think, like $5,000.
He was so mad at you.
And you come back.
No, you wouldn't.
And then you come back with this lame story from the Jersey Shore that I lost it in the waves. Right, babe?
No, he was with me.
Have you been to the Jersey Shore?
Too.
All I'm learning is never bring your ring to the beach is what I've taken from this segment.
Yes, never. And I never have again. I never have again. And he got me a new ring, and he inscribed it always and forever. So I got a new ring with an inscription in it. So it worked out okay.
My wife still does not have... I did not buy my wife another ring.
My inscription would have been, look out for that wave.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Michelle's from PBD. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, this is Michelle from PBD. Yay. I am at Center School, fourth grade teacher heading to school, but I wanted to tell you my ring story.
Give it to me.
My son was about 4 years old, and I took my engagement ring off and my wedding ring, and I put them on the sink in the bathroom. And like any four-year-old, he was mad at me for some reason, and he took both rings and he dropped them down the sink in the bathroom. And I was like devastated. At first, I was looking for them, didn't know where they were, and then he said, "Down there," he pointed, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh." Luckily, my husband was able to pull apart the pipes down low, and they were trapped, like, in the corner there, so he rescued my ring.
You are so lucky.
It's a special, special memory because my son did pass away when he was 14 of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So it's a memory that I will always remember, and it makes us laugh now. It makes us happy to think about it. So
thank you.
Ring memory. I have my engagement ring and my wedding ring now. And I think about that story all the time.
I love that.
Thank you so much for letting me tell my story.
She doesn't need us at all.
She did really good. I have to take one, and I just got to be super quick with this one. Hang on. You got to hear this story.
Okay, bring it to me.
Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, make it quick. Tell Kennedy what happened.
Okay, I had just newly gotten engaged, and I was so excited, and I was wearing my ring, and I went into where I worked, was like a residential school, to show all my colleagues, and I just put lotion on my hand, and I walked over, and a student that I worked with kind of grabbed my hand, swiped the ring off my hand, and swallowed it.
Her student ate her ring.
Because they wanted to?
The student had some special needs,
sure.
And they just
right in their mouth.
I'm sorry.
And
then
I had to go on 48-hour watch to get it back.
Did you get it back?
I did, but it really. I mean, I took it right to the cleaner, but
it'll never be clean
and
again.
My husband was ready to lose his mind because I hadn't even gotten it insured, and my husband was like, "What do you mean your ring is gone?" He was not happy.
So did you personally have to...
No, we're not going there. Thank you, Julie. Julie, thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for calling in. We're not going there.
She called in. I'm not crazy.
Karsten Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to You Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man...
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think...
Game time.
Sometimes I don't read so great, Kennedy. I read this and I was like, Johanna from Sausage? I think I got that wrong.
There's a lovely sausage place in Saugus, though.
Is it?
Carl's Sausage.
Is it Joanna from Saugus, maybe?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I like Johanna from Sausage better.
It sounds almost regal.
It does.
From House Sausage. Heir to the sausage fortune.
Very German.
Joanna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right. So you know the deal. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Travis Kelce's coach recently said that he loves having Taylor Swift as a part of the family. Which team is Travis Kelce on?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Drew Carey went to see Phish at the Sphere in Vegas. Drew Carey has been on TV since 2007, hosting which show?
The Price is Right.
Phish at the Sphere. I guarantee there was nobody on psychedelics at that show.
None.
Super straight edge.
I've been watching some of the videos of the people that are there. It's pretty funny. Question number 3. Before becoming a household name, Brad Pitt worked at El Pollo Loco and wore a chicken suit to attract customers. He appeared on the big screen as a stuntman Cliff Booth alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in Tarantino's most recent movie. Can you name that film?
Django Unchained? I have no idea.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe was the ring bearer in his Broadway co-star's wedding recently. Harry was the star player on Gryffindor's Quidditch team. Which position did he play?
Seeker.
Question number five, a new Clue movie may hit the big screen with Hasbro partnering with Sony Pictures. Name two of the original six suspects in the game Clue.
Professor Plum and...
Oh, you're forgetting the most famous one. What did you say?
Mrs. Peacock?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
She got two and not the one that everybody knows.
I know, right? It's pretty good.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, we have Johanna from Sausage, Massachusetts, who got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
And stop besmirching the name of Saugus. Thank you very much.
I like sausages. I don't feel besmirched.
I like sausage too.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Travis Kelce's coach recently said that he loves Taylor Swift as being a part of the family. Which team is Travis Kelce on?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Tied at one. Drew Carey went to see Fish at the Sphere in Vegas. Drew Carey has been on TV since 2007, hosting which show?
The Price is Right.
Now I'm just going to imagine Drew Carey is dosed every time he's hosting the show.
Oh, he has some stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't let the tie fool you. He has partied in his day.
2-2. Question number three. Before becoming... What did you say?
Drew Carey.
Yeah, no, you said something...
He said he has partied in his day.
Oh, I thought
he told a whole story about going to like Electric Zoo one time. The EDM festival.
Before becoming a household name, Brad Pitt worked at El Pollo Loco and wore a chicken suit to attract customers, Kennedy.
Like you do.
He appeared on the big screen as stuntman Cliff Booth alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in Tarantino's most recent movie, name it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
3-2. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe was the ring bearer in his Broadway co-star's wedding recently. Harry was the star player on Gryffindor's Quidditch team. Which position did he play?
Sika.
If you ever want to play Quidditch, Kennedy, they play every weekend at the high school field right across from my house.
You play in the common all the time.
They're always out there. It's a pretty big league.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. It loses a little something when you can't fly.
A little. But only a little.
You know, I've been told not to yuck anyone's yum. So
4-3, question number five. A new Clue movie may hit the big screen with Hasbro partnering with Sony Pictures. Name two of the original six suspects in the game.
Well, there's Colonel Mustard.
There it is.
And then there is Miss Peacock. There's a Scarlet in there.
Miss Scarlet, Professor Plum, Mrs. Peacock, Mr. Green, Colonel Mustard, and Mrs. White.
I said Miss Peacock. I got that wrong. Just saying.
All right.
The integrity of the game, Kennedy.
Look at you. Just like The Price is Right.
Kennedy!
That's why we love you. 4-4 is the final score. With a tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Joanna. You don't get the cash.
That's all right.
But I did read you just dropped the kids off at school, so that'll be nice. You don't have to deal with them anymore today.
Brutal.
That's facts.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Johanna from Sausage, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Reginald Von Sausage.
She gets the show.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside.
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.